New technology brings with it new powers and questions. Since Detroit police began using facial recognition technology, there have been questions about when and how it should be used, if it should be used at all. Detroit Free Press columnist Nancy Kaffer sees a complicated mix of practical and ethical concerns about its use, and she joins me now. Nancy, good morning.
Hi, Doug.
Give us a little background on how Detroit police have been using it so far.
What the department says that it's doing is taking still photos and matching them with pictures of people that they already have in the system. They say the software can ping a match, but then it's confirmed by live humans in the department before it's passed on to a detective.
But the police department wants to expand the use to a larger network of cameras. How would that change what's being done?
Detroit Police Department has a program called Project Greenlight. Businesses around the city install these video surveillance cameras that live feed into the police department's real-time crime center. And they're now working to install cameras at certain intersections. And there had been this big question about whether or not they were using facial recognition on live video. The department and the mayor have insisted, no, they're not using it on live video. They're just using it on still photos. But you can take still photos from live video. So some people think this is not a huge distinction. But this is the question. You know, we live in this ever-expanding world of visual images. What's the potential for future use of this?
And the controversial aspects of facial recognition technology led the Detroit Board of Police Commissioners to put off a vote on proposed guidelines for it last month. Then last week, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan issued a statement saying that the technology should not be used for surveillance, the kind of live video monitoring that we were just talking about, but should only be used on still photographs after there's been a suspect identified in a crime. What concerns you about that distinction?
They haven't adopted guidelines that have been approved by the elected board and that are made available to the public. You also have to wonder, what is the potential for the way that this technology is used to change? When DNA was first used in law enforcement, it was sort of like what this is, corroborating when you already had a suspect in mind. But now we've moved to where DNA actually can identify suspects. And so this is, you know, an evolution. Technology evolves and the way we use it evolves. And we need to be very careful that we're not adopting technology now with unclear guidelines that could lead to future irresponsible use.
One major issue with the technology is its error rate, especially among minority populations. Basically, it has a harder time correctly identifying brown and black faces. Detroit is a majority African-American city. What, if anything, can police do to balance that potential power of the technology with that potential pitfall?
I mean, that is a very good question. And that's something that's incumbent on the police department and the city to reassure residents of the city about. You know, like you said, it's a majority African-American city. African-Americans are the people who this software is meant to protect, but also the ones most likely to be impacted by it. We also need to understand how the error rate works out post live human identification. I mean, we know about the error rate just on the technology, but how does bringing people into the mix mitigate that? It's not just the error rate that has people concerned. There are also some privacy issues. You know, just simply going out into a public space doesn't completely forfeit your right to privacy. And so there are some concerns among privacy advocates there about how this technology is used and the potential to violate people's privacy.
Police talk about its possible usefulness in the case of a credible terrorism threat. Detroit has serious issues with crime. Do you see a path to it becoming viable as a law enforcement tool that helps Detroit and other Michigan cities?
I think in a city with the crime rates that Detroit has, police absolutely do have to explore every tool. But I think what we do need is clear guidelines and understanding of how it's used. I think people need to trust that it's used and applied fairly. I think people need to know what happens if someone's misidentified, what your recourse is there. And I just think there needs to be a lot of transparency around this issue before people can be comfortable with it, before it really can be a viable tool.
Nancy Kaffer is a columnist with the Detroit Free Press. You can read her writing on the opinion page at freep.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Nancy Kaffer. Nancy, thanks.
Thanks, Doug.